Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, what's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you. Off and rolling on this now Friday morning from Borgata, our home base every Friday. And this is not any old day. This is a big one because last night was a really big one. What a night in Philadelphia sports. The Sixers, they get an absolute must-win game three, and they get it fairly convincingly. Embiid, tremendous. I mean, absolutely tremendous. I got to believe the best playoff game he's ever played. So obviously the turn of game four this weekend and hope renewed. The Eagles, they land not only a cornerback, but one of the corners a lot of people wanted. Now they had the pick of the litter, so we'll go inside the choices Howie had and obviously the one that he made. We'll get to that. A.J. Brown gets a big, big, big contract earlier in the day from the Eagles, and the Phils pick up a win. Look, we'll do it all, and we'll do it all with you at 215-592-9494. Hop aboard those phone lines with so much to react to. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, bud.
Attila the Hun died of a nosebleed.
Wow.
And it was after his wedding night.
Wow. Well,
he drank heavily the night before his death. He was celebrating and eating a lot also. And then the next morning he was found in a puddle of blood, but no wounds.
That's incredible. That really is. Well, I wonder if he was poisoned and, you know, people
Maybe.
Didn't know it. You know what I'm saying? You know what
never
I'm saying?
Know, Joe.
You never know. Because after all, that's how Joffrey, Baratheon, is that what he was?
Yeah.
That's how he died, nosebleed. They didn't know for a couple less seasons of Game of Thrones that he had, in fact, well, they didn't know who he had been poisoned by, I should say. All right, 215-592-9494, an awful lot
but
to
I
get to.
But I felt justified when he was poisoned.
I think we all did. All right, so let's get to it here, guys. Let's start Eagles. We'll go Sixers. We'll do it all in the first segment and obviously look for a ton of calls through the show. So, Eagles, I wanted defense. We got defense. I wanted corner or D-line. I got one of them. You know, you get obviously a corner that we had discussed an awful lot. Now, John, this was an interesting one because in the end, meaning when it was time for the pick, Howie had his choice. He had his choice of, you know, you talked a lot about obviously Quinyon Mitchell and Terry and Arnold. It was interesting. Mel Kiper had Cooper DeJean actually ranked as the highest cornerback. Neither Mel nor Daniel Jeremiah had Quinyon Mitchell as the player that would be the best cornerback. Daniel Jeremiah, for what it's worth, had Terry and Arnold. Mel Kiper had Cooper DeJean. Obviously, it seems, based on much of the talk through many people and evaluators, that they're all kind of lumped together. But John, in the end, it's Quinyon Mitchell. What do you make of the pick? Both what he'll bring and whether he was the right pick.
I expected Quinyon Mitchell to be off the board.
Yeah.
I expected that Quinyon Mitchell was going to be gone, especially at 22. I just did not include him as completely in my, you know, mock-up. I thought it was just likely that he'd be gone. I thought he'd be gone at 7. I thought he'd be gone way up there.
And why, ladies and gentlemen, John Ritchie is not a general manager.
The Eagles got their choice of cornerbacks, a position of need, and they didn't have to trade up. It is a win upon wins right now. This is a great job by Howie and his group last night. Quinyon and Terry and Arnold, those are the two cornerbacks that I like the best.
Yep.
Again, I thought Terry and Arnold might still be around at 18, 19, 20. I thought Quinyon Mitchell would be gone at 7, 8, 9, 10, somewhere in there.
All but those quarterbacks being taken really helps.
It changed everything.
It really did.
It changed the way, and the Titans the Titans taking the offensive tackle that I had my heart on at number 7. Yeah. That changed the way I was looking at things, too. That made me lean more defensively. And then as I'm looking, holy cow, cornerbacks, they're all still there. Holy cow, we're about to be on the board, and no cornerbacks are taken. This was wonderful last night. You know, Quinyon Mitchell, incredible value. The Senior Bowl is what must have done it for the Eagles scouts. I didn't have the access to the Senior Bowl experience.
Yeah.
One of the stories that came out afterwards, you know, the word of Jeremiah, Daniel Jeremiah, put this out in a tweet.
Word of Jeremiah. Sounds like it's from the Bible.
It does.
The word of Jeremiah.
Praise be Daniel.
It can be a religious experience.
Daniel also. That's
when
right.
It feels this right. Yeah. It does feel this right. When Mike Tomlin at the Senior Bowl challenges the young man that you eventually draft. The story is he challenged Quinyon Mitchell. Quinyon Mitchell went to the front of the line all week long. He was taking on and challenging the best of the wide receivers at the Senior Bowl and dominating all week. What a display that must have been.
Right.
I didn't know about that stuff. That certainly tips him over the top if you're the Eagles and you've seen that in person.
Do you think he's going to have a better career than Terrion Arnold?
I think it's, at this point it's a coin flip, okay. And it's, yes, it very, very clearly they both are excellent. They both have all the physical skills.
Well,
the question with him was the level of competition, and when he went
right.
against the best competition, he was better than the best competition. So, yes, I think both of these guys have all the tools for success in the NFL, and I think they'll both be really good. This guy, there's something special, though, about a guy who went to Toledo, refused the transfer portal. Nick Saban, I think, talked about the fact that, hey, he was an attractive target in that transfer portal. This is a guy who stayed loyal to Toledo in today's day and age.
Yeah.
That is unique. 40 straight starts, that's also unique in a lot of great ways, you know, like having toughness, having belief in team, getting out there and actually playing. This is the kind of cornerback who will go out there and tackle because he's got something to prove. I like that.
Well, look, here's the deal. I think a lot of people like this pick an awful lot. And frankly, I don't want to say it doesn't. I mean, I really don't want to say that it doesn't matter who's better between him and Terrion Arnold and Cooper Jejean. It does. You know, I was thinking back last night. I mean, it's a totally different scenario, but the top of the draft, you know, when the 76ers took Markelle Fultz instead of Jason Tatum.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Like, there at some point, there's probably going to be a lot of separation. And it might not be as much as Markelle Fultz and Jason Tatum. One of these guys will probably emerge, probably, as significantly better than the other. I know this. As they're sized up by a lot of the analysts, they are considered, at least to this point, pretty even, Steven. What's fascinating about this one is the Eagles actually had their pick, and we did not expect them to have their pick. Like, the expectation was the Eagles, to get their pick, let's put it this way, would have to move up to draft the first corner. That's not what happened. They were able to stay where they were and pick which guy they wanted, which was pretty unique. I mean, it's
absolutely.
It's kind of similar
it's
to Jalen.
It's a steal.
It's similar to Jalen Carter last year, except it's a lesser talent. And, you know, with Carter, they moved up one spot, but it wasn't like they had to move up, you know, six spots or five spots to go get Jalen Carter. I mean, the draft kind of came to them.
For different reasons. Jalen Carter fell.
Yeah.
You can say that Quinyon Mitchell fell because he went to a small school.
Well, you know,
unique that the top cornerback is still around at 22.
Here's the other thing you can say, John, because NFL history has showed us over and over again. Some of these teams that picked a quarterback in the first round last night, probably are going to have a rough next 3 to 4 years. because probably half these quarterbacks are going to be absolutely dreadful.
Why did Atlanta pick a quarterback?
That was really strange.
An
that
old
was
really... quarterback, no less.
Yes. You've guaranteed $100 million
to Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, the whole thing is totally bizarre. So look,
he's paying the bill.
He's paying the bill. Look, it benefits the. Okay, so the whole Eagles thing, we want to hear from you. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to defense. Your reaction specifically to Quinyon Mitchell. Obviously, again, over Terrion Arnold, over Nate Wiggins, over Cooper DeJean, and just sort of the, I'll go the word luck, it's a certain degree of luck, that things fell to the Eagles the way they did. So that whole thing on the table. All right, let's get the Sixers out there as well. Spectacular job by Joel Embiid. I mean, what an incredible performance by him. You know, I thought he was, well, first off, right out of the jump, you saw locked in Embiid. First time he touches the ball, I mean, right to the hoop. I didn't even think, you know, watching on TV that he had the angle to make that shot. He did. So, like, right out of the gate, you get an assertive.
That's true. Right? That was a weird angle.
It was
man.
A weird angle.
Trick shot.
He must have leaned his back or something. Lean back. All right. So he makes that shot. But then he makes, like, a whole bunch of others. You know, the jump shot was back. You know, Spike was talking in recent days about how the jump shot had abandoned him. So, you know, he was back to the jump shot, which really is the bread and butter of his game is not the three-point shot, although he made a bunch of them. It's not the classic low post up, although he made them. The bread and butter is, you know, catches the ball 14 feet out.
Yeah.
And
he's,
you know,
taller than everyone, and he can make that shot.
Totally.
Because he's got great
so,
angles.
Yeah, so he had that again last night. He also, I thought, clearly, it's the first time he didn't tail off at the end of a game, which is, and John, you've been, you know, pointing to this moment when Joel would get through stuff.
Oh.
And now, look, I'm not going to be convinced that we won't be back to a tail off at some point here, but at least for last night, John, we got the full package.
Yeah,
Embiid, at least we know he can do it. He can do it.
Yes.
And he and Maxey were great. Look, they didn't get a ton from, like, everybody else again.
But they did get something from Campaign.
Yes,
they did.
Finally, Campaign gets an opportunity, and the guy has no conscience. I love the way he plays. He went out there and made good on the opportunity. I hope they continue to give him those opportunities.
Yeah.
I think they will. They should.
All right, so here's the deal. The whole Sixers thing also on the table. I mean, if you were out, are you back in? If you were in, is your hope re-energized with even additional hope to the point where you're like, you know what, I was in thinking they had a shot, could still do this. Now I think they will do this. And by do this, you guys know what I mean. I'm not talking about win game four. I'm talking about win the series. I'm talking about, like, really make the city proud.
Look, I believe they'll win this series. I believe they'll even it up. I believe we'll feel so much different as this thing's heading back to New York.
Well, I already feel largely different. We'll see.
Yes, because you should.
Look,
because we proved that we can go out there and do this, and it doesn't have to be as close. It doesn't have to be a nail-biter.
Yeah.
They are not going to shoot the lights out every time
out.
They're not going to get those crazy calls.
No.
Yeah, things are going to even out, and we are the better team, just like Joel said.